The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and we're out alone, riders on the storm.
Jim Morrison, boy, that's for the baby boomers. That's for the baby boomers today. That's like, wow. You're right. That sounds weird. Sounds those 60s. Still great. Still a great tune, though. A little creepy. A little stone-like. Like, amen. Amen. The Doors. Legendary Doors. Hey, good morning. Joe on the radio and on YouTube and on Facebook. Good morning. 606 on AM 970, The Answer. Great to have you with us this morning. We're streaming. We're YouTubing. And those are verbs now in this vernacular that these young people use. We are YouTubing and we are Facebooking. So if you go to YouTube, go to Facebook, go to AM970TheAnswer.com, and you can check us out and then pick us up there at Jersey Joe Piscopo. Yuri is going to send me the link, and I will send the link to you. And Yuri, we are colluding with the Russians. Yes, we are, right there in here in the studio. Okay. I think he works for the KGB, but that's okay. We love Yuri. And George, thank you, is here. Frank and Al are here. And we are internless. The interns, they call it sick. I guess maybe the little thing that why they do that, because they don't get paid. But aside from that, Kara is here. We appreciate Kara being here. And you are here. And we got a great show for you today, as always, streaming and everything else. I want to tell you, thank you. I have to tell you thank you, because this is so funny what happened. And we'll talk about the New Hampshire primaries. I mean, does it really matter? I mean, at this point, does it really matter? I mean, they're going to run who they run. Buttigieg will show up. And then I think Bernie, I said on Neil Cavuto yesterday that I think that Bernie's going to, I'm telling you, I don't think you're going to shut down Bernie this time. And you know, I like Bernie because he says, he's a character. Maybe that's what I like about him, character. He's a pathological liar. But he calls the president a liar, and he never tells what the president lies for. He never, ever tells you that. And then he's like such a socialist. It's just plain dangerous. But the fact that he aligned himself with people within the House of Representatives who are really anti-Semitic and anti-American, and here he is, a Jewish boy from Brooklyn. So it's a little weird. But I think Bernie's going to take it. And then I said on Cavuto yesterday, I think Mike Bloomberg will surface. I'm telling you, with those billions, there'll be a brokered convention coming up with the Democrats. But today, we're going to see what happens. Does Buttigieg beat Bernie in New Hampshire? And do you really care? The president was there last night, did a great rally, and it was exciting. And you got to give it to this president. He goes right into the belly of the beast, man, and go, okay, you guys are in your primary, watch this. And I think that doesn't even matter at this point, because the economy is doing great. Everything is doing great. By the grace of God. And we never take that for granted. We have a hard fight for us to keep it the way it is. We're going to keep track of the New Hampshire primary today. And it's all the thing on radio and television. Everybody's going to talk about the primary. So, but I want to say thank you, because you tune in from day one here on the radio. I don't know if we had 6 years ago, right? You're into our seventh year now. It's amazing. I can't believe it. It's like I accidentally... people say, Joe, you reinvented yourself. You're using the word reinvention. And maybe I did, but it was by accident. And it was for love of country. Love of country, because as I came here to Salem Media, they're not afraid to talk about God and family and country, you know, here at Salem. Really, I'm telling you, you have to be so careful. If we were working at, if we were working at another network, or that you couldn't, you have to be careful what you say. I couldn't. You see that cross over my left shoulder. I couldn't put that up, you know. So we always appreciate Salem Media being able to do that. And I feel like a sense of responsibility. I'm older, man. And with wisdom, you know, age comes wisdom, you know. And Lord knows I have age. And I'm trying to get the wisdom. So yesterday was so funny because I'll tell you confidentially because I love you and you're part of the family this morning. The corporate cats come in, you know, the big guns from California who own all of Salem Media come in to New York. Now, they have local shows all around, Salem does, all around the country, with Jen Horn and Brian Whitman out in L.A. and in Chicago and Mark Davis down in Dallas and some great talent, you know, all around the country. So who do you think is like the number one? I mean, how can I say this in a nice, humble way? We're like the number one, you know, morning show in the whole network. We are. Yes, we are. Right here. Piscopo, Frank, Al, Debbie. And I say that with humility because we couldn't do it without you. So we had the best time yesterday. The corporate guys came in. We all went to the conference room after the show. And then one of our presidents in the company said, "You guys are doing great. You've exceeded your limitations. And you got to give Mr. Crowley the credit because Jerry put everybody together. And Phil Boyce, certainly the programming guru who keeps watch of everything we do on the air. So I want to say thank you because that I sat there. I was proud, man. I was proud. And then the big boss, Ed Atzinger, who I have immense respect for, who's the head of the company. He came in, you know what? He started doing, he showed, hey, Joe, because he's in such great shape. And he's like 70-something, but he's in such great shape. And he showed me, he has a video that his granddaughter took of him. And you know what? He was doing push-ups. And pull-ups. 35 pull-ups he did. 35 pull-ups. So it's great when the chief executive of your company can, like, do more pull-ups than you. I said, I ain't gonna. And I almost challenged him to a push-up contest in Jerry's office, but I didn't want to get there because you know what? I would have lost. So, and plus, you should always lose to the boss anyway. But anyway, honestly, it was a good day here, and we appreciate it very much because I really came on to this radio journey. Just I love radio. You know, I'm a geek, radio geek. And now I feel the sense of responsibility because I really feel the country is slipping away and we got to kind of try to save what we believe in, you know. And I appreciate Salem, and I appreciate that Mr. Crowley, and certainly the folks that I work with here, Frank and Al and Debbie, and you, most of all, we thank. So that was a big day for us yesterday. And then I ran around, so I wanted to thank you for that. Then I go out, and I'm running all around, and we did American Newsroom with Sandra Smith. Ed Henry was over there, and it's like old home week. We had a lot of fun over there just talking about the Academy Awards, and then I went on Neil Cavuto. I ran over there. Then I ran out to the Stress Factory. We had the best. This is a comedy club in New Brunswick, and our friend John Bramnick was doing like a whole event out there, and with Mike Marino and Vinnie Brand, who owns the Stress Factory. And I have to tell you, we just had the best time. We had the best time. And thank you for being out there. Everybody came out there. And on the way out there, my friend Sal, remember I told you Sal? And by the corporate cats were saying to me, hey, Joe, were you stopping at a restaurant or something? I said, you know, it's a loyal thing. I'm not doing a Joey benefit. My friend said, stop by this restaurant in New Brunswick on the way to the Stress Factory. This is me. So I said, sure. Don't you have to do that for your friends? I do. Sure. And Sal is a very dear friend of mine forever and ever, kind of a mentor. Super successful businessman, great Italian American. So I stopped by this place called Pasta Volo. They have it in Asbury Park. It's owned by two gals. They have it in Asbury Park. You got to check it out in Asbury Park. But now they're in New Brunswick. It is so cool. And I'm telling you, this is not a commercial. This is like me liking, because you know the way I eat. You could go in. You go on a screen. It's got all. First of all, you walk in and it's got pasta machines. It's got the sauce in the background, and you all Italian made things that where they can make, you know, a pasta, and they can make the marinara, and they can make the pesto sauce. You go in and you punch on the screen what you want, what kind of pasta you want. And Sal's walking me through. I'm going boom, and I'm on my way now. Of course, I'm on the clock now. I'm running. I'm gonna go step on stage in like a half an hour. But meantime, I gotta try this out. And then you could pick what sauce you want, the oil you want. You can get truffles. Excuse me. Boom, 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 boom. It goes to somebody behind the glass partition right there where all the cooks are. They put together, and it comes in like a container. Pasta Volo, New Brunswick. You got to check this out. It's in Asbury Park as well. The pasta was spectacular. What did I have? I had pasta with olive oil on it, just like that, with a little spinach in there. Look at that. And then I ran right on stage. I was fired up, and I had a great.
What kind of pasta?
It was, you know what? Oh, dang, Frankie, I knew you would ask that. It was a good, it was like a penny, but I'm going to call Sal and get it because it was such a great pasta. It was because Sal goes, this is my favorite pasta. And I'm going to tell you what it was, but I forget what it was, but it's now my favorite pasta. It's like, it
sounds delicious.
Yeah, it was, you guys would love it.
Rotini.
Al, you would love this, huh?
Rotini.
No. It wasn't something.
Farfelly.
No. Started with.
Frugally. That's how you eat. You eat frugally.
I'll let you know. With the pot. Right. It was whatever it was great. So we had a good
Fusilli.
Time. It was more like a penny.
Fusilli's the
it was
best
more
best.
Like a penny, you know. Okay. So we. Hey.
Rigatoni.
Great to have you with us this morning. We're going to keep naming every pasta ever made. Maybe with a G.
Ravioli.
Start with a G and it wasn't gnocchi.
Gamelli?
Yeah, maybe like gamelli. What is that? Is that kind of like a.
That's like a yeah. Spaghetti, isn't it?
No.
It's a little penne with a. Look at this. This is. Yeah.
So it's riveting news.
It's larger than a penne.
I know. It's not like that. It's not like a primary today or anything. We're discussing different forms of pasta.
Hey, I'm going to find out.
We need to know what pasta. It's like, where in the world is Carmen San Diego?
Oh my God, that is so funny. No.
I'm going to look at the menu. At this all restaurant. Right.
Oh boy, here we go.
Hey, Joe on the radio, and you know we got a great show. We're gonna just.
But you eat frugally. That's how you should describe yourself.
I want to tell you something. It wasn't frugally.
Yeah,
it was healthy.
I understand. I understand that, but you eat very minimal.
Yeah, minimal.
So frugally,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. No, frugally would be a financial reference. Frank,
but you also don't
right?
eat a lot.
I go to Frank.
So. You're right.
So, but I
somebody minimal. Who's frugal is not a glutton.
Bucatini? Was that it?
This is the best.
Pastina?
Yeah, I'm a baby. I'm 2 years old.
Okay.
I'm a pastina.
Come on.
I'll text Sal.
Or it could have been ziti.
Was it?
Could have been ziti.
No, it was like a ziti-like. It was penne-like, but it was very, very spicy. I've never had it
watch
before.
The guy text Joe, it's ziti. Huh? Watch the guy text you back. It's ziti.
So I'm looking at the 12 pastas that this restaurant makes, and I think we've named them all.
Well, I have to look at it. Let me see it. Good morning. It's Joe the Radio. It's going to be one of those shows this morning. Mm-hmm. By the way, it's rainy out. Rain will stop by noon, I think, around there. But if you're in New York and the surrounding areas and you're watching, then the rain will actually stop. But anyway, by noonish, right? And I'm going to go home.
I
want to plug this. So now, tomorrow is what? Wednesday, guys?
Yes.
So Wednesday, I'm going to be on the air, right? And we're going to be broadcasting. Thursday, I'm doing the Mike Huckabee Show on TBN. How about that? Is that
That's pretty cool.
I'm a big Mike Huckabee fan ever since I was, God, you know what? I think I was a Democrat at the time. Hello. And it was a convention, and I happened to meet Governor Mike Huckabee. I remember this was years ago. And, yeah, it was for the Creative Coalition, and Governor Huckabee was there. And I looked at him, talking to him, boom. And you could tell a good guy when you meet immediately. I have that instinct from my mother. My mother's like that, too. He look at you in a second, boom. Usually gals are like that. But I have that instinct. And I, as soon as I saw Mike Huckabee and we talked and we joked about the Clintons, just in a nice way, very friendly way. And I said, this is a good guy. I've been a fan. This had to be over 10 years ago, maybe more, 15 years ago when I first met Governor Huckabee. So he has a great show on the Trinity Broadcasting Network. And I will be over there on Thursday in Nashville. I'm going to run down. And then I'll be back on the air Valentine's Day on Friday. We're going to be back on the air. I ran the Valentine's to Alexandria. You know, when I told you when I came in the other day, I ran and I got Valentine's. And I think I'm covered. I got my mom's stuff already. I sent something to Charlie. I'm going to send, I think, something else over. So I'm all covered on Valentine's Day. Don't forget about Valentine's Day, please. And then we'll be back and we're up and we are running. And we got a lot going on. And you know what? After March, where are we going? We're going to Italy. So that's going to be big. Oh, Lorenzo's next month. So we got a lot to do. And it's been very, very exciting. But I wanted to take a moment this morning to say thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us on the program because we have fun. It gets silly, certainly. But we do take it very, very seriously. And it was a great, great meeting. And I have immense respect for Salem Media for having the courage to allow me to speak about my faith and not say, oh, you know, you can't say that. You bet you might offend somebody. I can say Columbus discovered America. Happy Columbus Day. And I could say Jesus Christ on the air. I could say I believe in God. God, family, country. It's what we're all about here. I'm telling you. And when you get older, you start to realize the value of these great things in this great country. So a shout out and a thanks to Mr. Crowley for bringing us all together. Certainly to Phil Boyce and to all of Salem Media. 18 minutes after 6 o'clock. Frankie, did you like that meeting yesterday? We not all.
It was great. Best thing about it? It was short.
Yeah.
Well,
I made it
right
to the funeral that I had to go to.
Exactly.
I did 85 the whole way down. So I got there about 20
minutes. What time was
late.
The funeral?
11:30. 11:30. I didn't get there until about 10 or 12.
Was the body there? I mean, the body was
well,
there.
The body was cremated. So,
you know, can we talk about that when we come back?
It's which not, was interesting for a Catholic.
I know.
Cremated.
Can I talk about that? Because, I don't want to break. I went to a service this, mm-hmm. and there was the cremation thing. Wow. Help me out here now. It was at a funeral home, and it was for Mo. It was for our, and it was very, very sad. Right. But in a way, they had a beautiful picture of beautiful Mo. Mm-hmm. You know, they had pictures all around. It was less severe than having the body laid out. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there was and then we went to the church. We had a mass with my dear friend, Father Owens was there. Father Mike Drury at St. Luke's in Long Valley, New Jersey, and the kids were there. Oh, the kids were so stoic. Mo's children. She passed away. You know, apparently had a heart attack or something in the Bahamas. It was just a horrible situation. But I walked in. It was just more celebratory. We were celebrating Mo's life, mm-hmm. and how fun she was, and how nice she was, and how great she was.
Right.
And the cremation thing was right up there.
Yeah, the box
with the flowers.
Right.
And as opposed to when that body's laid out, it's a little morbid. So I'm thinking about it. Do you cremate yourself? It might be a smarter thing to do. I'm saying
I'm not going to do that. Yeah. I want to be propped up the entire time. So that people can look at me.
My father said 20 yeah. after 6 o'clock, and Debbie's out there. My father said this. I told you this before. My father had a wicked sense of humor. He was really a funny guy. Good morning, Debbie.
Hi, Jeff.
Pop, when he always would say, when I pass away, prop me up like they did with John Barrymore. Didn't they do it with one of the Barrymores? You know, but, you know what's his name? Flynn? Errol Flynn.
Right,
so
right.
My pop wanted, with a cigarette in his hand, Bernie, you know, with a drink in his hand, and then he wanted, when you kneel down at the coffin to say a prayer, it would kick off an audio saying, "Thank you for coming," in my dad's voice.
I like that.
That's a great idea.
I like that.
Mom would have stopped that.
Yeah, no, Mom was actually down with that. But by the time if you're so upset when somebody passes away, isn't that a fun idea?
Yeah.
Hello, welcome. Oh my gosh, why that?
Yeah, I like the audio part because it shocks them.
Yeah,
and it's
Is
he talking to me? What?
You know what? Because when we come back, we'll talk about it. And again, we'll get into this primary fiasco. But because I like that, I always thought I would just do an online funeral. You know, Joe is dead.
Yeah.
Joe is dead for real. .com. Joe Piscopo died really. .com. You know,
they kneel down at yours. They kneel down at yours. No, listen.
You go on your phone and you watch, and you can watch the
right. But for the people that are close to you,
I think it's very thoughtful because people are going to want to come from California, from Florida, from right.
Mm-hmm. It's very inconvenient.
I don't
know. No. Joe is dead. Joeisdead.com. Go online.
Joeisdead.com.
And watch. And go right online.
No, but Joe, the people that are close to you, you'd want them to come and pay respects, right? So when they kneel down, it's...
Hi. Joe Piscopo.
Yeah, that's it.
That's good. That's a great idea.
You know.
Oh, wow, we like that. Okay.
See, that would be perfect.
You know, I got to think about it. Well, then we come back. We'll get into it. 6:22. Hey,
or do Doug Weiner.
Yeah.
Different
characters that I've done. I can't move. Like formaldehyde. What is that, formaldehyde?
No, that's so scary. Oh, and don't forget your wallet's going to be hanging out for, you know, your ex-wives,
right?
And the kids.
That's what I
said.
Wait a minute. Debbie's right. Face down in the coffin with my backside up with my wallet hanging out with money in it. You know, help yourself. Everyone else has. Hey, you look great, Joe. Here, I'll take $20. Thank you.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for the tip again.
Yeah, I should have a cover charge at the wake. That's a good idea. Make some money.
You're too
Creative
funny.
Funerals by Joe Piscopo and the morning team.
Another job for you. Like you don't have enough jobs.
Debbie, I love you, girl. You're the best. 6:23, Debbie's on the roads. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Frank and Al. Let's see what's happening, guys. As you head out to 287 North, exit 17, getting up past Bridgewater, it's an accident. 78 East, exit 7, an accident here as well in Hunterdon County. We're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic. Garden State Parkway North at 145, a crash there. Inbound side of the GWB 30, Lincoln 15, Holland 20. It's busy on the Deegan south of Van Cortlandt Park, a collision taking a couple of lanes there. and stop and go on the Jackie Robinson West at Metropolitan Avenue with a collision. Grand Central Parkway West out by LaGuardia, a disabled vehicle. Over on the island, Northern State West, right by the Meadowbrook, it's a collision. Northbound Thruway at the Tappan Zee Bridge, some earlier problems cleared. A trains, we're seeing some delays as well. Checking in on the forecast, rain today, high of 48. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Something you need to know about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners. They're on a mission to help as many people as possible to get out of pain. They've been a consistent sponsor of this show. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so, and then they're gone. Not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year. Why? Because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, etc. And now they're in less or no pain at all. That's the truth. I'd like you to try it. 3-week quick start is just $19.95. In 3 weeks, you'll know if it works. How's that? Is that a great thing or what? Cancel if it doesn't work. Otherwise, it's the best $19.95 you will have spent. That's the quick start, relieffactor.com.
I want you to join the Association of Mature American Citizens today and stop supporting liberal agendas. AMAC is the fastest growing conservative 50-plus organization in the country. AMAC fights for our faith, our values. Join AMAC for $16 a year and enjoy a growing list of benefits like car insurance, travel discounts, dental plans, and more. Throw away your other senior organization card and join now. GallagherForAMAC.com. Go to GallagherForAMAC.com or call 855-624-6229, 855-624-6229.
When you're diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer,
a million questions flood your mind.
How can this be happening?
Am I going to be able to work?
What's a subtype?
What do I do now?
We know.
We went through it too.
But once you start to understand your options,
you can partner with your doctor
and find ways to face MBC on your own terms.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com and learn how to speak up and have a more informed conversation with your doctor.
Some questions have answers.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com to find some of yours.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, good morning. Joe, alive and well on the radio. We do have a radio show for you, by the way. I guess we were so on our game yesterday when corporate came in, we got a little silly this morning. I apologize for that. Hey, can I tell you about February 15th, what's happening on this Saturday? It is the Infernos are coming to the Saccone Theater. The Infernos are one of the most fun, talented bands out there. And I've worked with these. You know me. I have a soft spot for all the cats out there. We call musicians cats, you know. And I was with them at the Columbus Citizens Foundation. Holy moly! Remember, I was at the beautiful big ballroom at the Hilton, and I had Rick Gordon, my conductor, and the great band on stage. These New York cats playing, and across the ballroom, the Infernos, and we did like a battle of the band. I started playing the guitar. They came in. That was so exciting, celebrating Columbus Day with the Columbus Citizens Foundation. Now, this Saturday, the Saccone Theater. You know how much I love the Saccone Theater. This is really one of the great venues out there because it's intimate, but man, you could have some fun. It's comfortable. It's casual. And the number one show band are the Infernos, and they are taking the big stage at the Saccone Theater in Paramus. They'll have you on your feet. You'll be rocking and rolling. Great way to spend the night. And if you want to be sure to get tickets, I'm going to give you all the information right now. You don't want to wait too long because the Infernos always sell out. The tickets are $45, $10 for Bergen Community College students, $35 for seniors. I think I'm a senior now. You know that? Oh, my goodness gracious. So $35, like, okay, that's good for me. And faculty members, you can go to tickets.bergen.edu. It's tickets.bergen.edu. Here's the number, 201-447-7428. 201-447-7428. The Infernos coming to town. They're going to rock it this Saturday. It's a great way to spend a Saturday night live with the Infernos at the Saccone Theater. It's on the campus of Bergen Community College in Paramus, New Jersey. Tickets.bergen.edu.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970. The Answer.
Bam, bam. Bam, bam.
That's great, Al. That is great.
Bam, 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 bam. Yes. Come on, baby, let's. Well, a bam, bam, bam.
You know, when I go out on the road, and we work on stage, when I go do, and as I was talking about the Infernos, you see, you work, you sweat. It's the blue collar of entertainment, right? So I go out there. But the people I admire are like Louis Prima, Keeley Smith, Sam Butera. I'm telling you, that was Sam Butera. Rest his soul. One of those brilliant saxophonists ever, with the personality like only Sam. When you hear Sammy play the saxophone, you know that's Sam Butera. So Louis Prima, he had a big band. Stay with me a second. We're just riffing this morning because I'll get to New Hampshire. I'm so a little bored with it. You know what I mean? We're in good shape. There's nobody that's riveting. So, but we'll get there because, you know, that's our responsibility to do the news. But Louis Prima, if you're younger, you got to Google Louis Prima. This guy was a genius, a musical genius, Italian from New Orleans, right? Sicilian. And then he had a big band in the 30s. He glitched. The big band thing was kind of going out of style. So he meets Keeley Smith. You know, which was great. Did you know the story about that? Did I tell you that story?
It's a great story. I love this story.
It's so true. Because so Louis doesn't want to go himself, so he calls his friend Sam Butera. And by the way, this is a movie. I've been trying to make the Louis Prima story for years. This is a film because it was so amazing what this guy did and the talent that he had and the excitement of his music. And people forget about it because I don't remember. We were an Italian household that did not listen to Louis Prima. We just didn't. I was
surprised they didn't take your license away.
I know, it's true. You had to, right? We just never. I discovered him later through my friends, the Accidentals, the great group that Mr. Chambers started in Newark. And they would say, Joe, Louis Prima. I said, oh, yeah. And then on SNL, I started feeling and hearing about Louis Prima. So Louis Prima needs a girl singer. Long story short, so he's having auditions. So Keeley Smith came up. She was very young at the time. And she knocks on the door, and Sam Butera answers the door. And then he goes, no, you want to talk to Louis Prima? And he's right down the road. So Louis, she knocks on Louis' door. Louis is taking a shower. He has got a towel on, answers the door. She was so skeeved out. I think she just ran away initially, you know? I mean, it was so funny. And then they finally had to go rescue her because Keeley Smith, to this day, one of the greatest voices out there. Louis Prima, Keeley Smith. But to bring Sam Butera into the mix, man, and to go, when they went to Vegas, do you know they used to do a breakfast show? They would do lounge shows at the Sahara. They would do all night long. They would do lounge shows, man. Wow. And when I step on stage, and I know Dina Martin feels the same thing, when we go out, and a lot of us, there's some of the, I always refer to as retro entertainers, that remember that. Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis, and Dean Martin would go watch Louis work in Vegas. And Frank Sinatra said, and I told you this before, they would point to Louis Prima and Keeley and Sam and the band. They go, that's the way we got to be on stage. That's how the Rat Pack started. The old man saw what Louis did on stage. Wow. Rest in peace, Sam. Sammy became a good friend for a long, long time. And one of the greats. So thanks for putting that on, Albert. Sorry, we're just deviating. It's 6:32. And we could talk about the primaries. But so... With the coffin, is it, or cremation? I'm thinking the cremation thing, less pressure. The body's not there. Like, it's, there's more, when the body's there, it's very sad.
All the good burial spots are taken anyway. I mean, honestly, if you wanted to get buried here in Manhattan, which
done
is
research on that?
Yeah, well, if, which is convenient for a lot of people. There are no burial
plots.
Is
there plots. An app? Is an app to that?
There are no burial plots left in Manhattan.
Is there an app where you want to be buried?
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'm sure there is, but I'll look into
it. See, my mom already has everything laid out. She's got the mausoleum, the whole thing. I mean, well, yeah, pretty much.
Mausoleum?
It's in some ways it's good so that you know that in case, you know, if something does happen, everything is kind of planned out. And then the other part of it is very morbid because it's your own mom or your dad that you're talking to.
I understand that, but you know, unfortunately, death is part of life. You know,
be prepared. Right, but it's with my mother. It's always everything is done with a tinge of vindictiveness. So
right,
it's not
nice.
You know, she has
a list of people she didn't want.
Yeah, like it's not only that she's passing away, but oh, by the way, you're getting money. This one isn't. I don't want this one at my wake, that one.
It's better to lay it out. Better to lay it out, so to speak.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, but, you know.
Unless, now I got thinking, I wonder if I should be propped up like my father.
When Al died, we're inviting all of Al's enemies to have prominent roles at the
like I would expect nothing less.
I'm going to make his sister be.
Kevin McCullough doing a co-eulogy.
No.
That will not happen.
See, that's a funeral with Tony.
See, I want Frank to do the eulogy. You never,
you
want to know why?
You never have. You know, you should put it in place. You should put all your orders in place, you know, because otherwise it gets to be, it's a train wreck.
And a great place to do it is with Connors and Sullivan.
That's right.
Seriously, they do great work.
The Connors and Sullivan Funeral Home.
No, making your arrangements about who gets what money and this and that. Connors and Sullivan.
Right, but my sister's listening.
And by the way, happy birthday today to Beth Connors.
Oh, is it her birthday today?
She went See how it all kind of ties together.
Yeah, yeah. So why do you want Frank to do your
Because Frank will get up there. Frank will get up there. First off, he will bore people so much they will probably walk out because Frank's speech will not be short. It won't be, you know, listen, he was a good guy or he was a you-know-what or whatever, this and that. He would go on and on pontificating about the littlest of inane things.
The joke's on you because I don't have that many nice things to say about you.
Well,
it would be very short.
Why don't we let it out now while I'm still alive? Very
short. I could. And now and he'll talk. You know why he'll talk? Because he can get a word in edgewise.
First time I'm not going to get interrupted. And that's when somebody hits the buzzer on the guy. And another thing.
That's great. When you do an electronic thing, you should be.
My wife weeping in the corner. What's going on?
And you do Cthulhu. You are Cthulhu. Right. The middle of the
funeral. We know Al's really dead because I was just able to finish a sentence.
This is so great.
You think all the other shows are laughing about their forthcoming deaths?
Where else can you get raped? No wonder we're number one.
Number one alive, number one dead.
I already booked our dear friend Anthony Pope for my eulogy.
Oh, did you?
Because he's a great choice. He's a great orator, and if you've seen him before a jury, he's just brilliant, you know. And so I saw Anthony in court, and as he walked out, I said, "Boy, you're great." I said, "Can I book you for my eulogy?" And so I booked him for the eulogy.
I have to do my mom's. I've already been told that I have to do my mother's. That is bizarre. I'm like, I can't.
No, it's all right. Let me tell you, this is therapeutic, and has nothing to do with radio or what's going on in the day. When Pop passed away, that was tough for me. Right. And then he started to lose it at the end, and then we knew he was going to go. I wrote the eulogy. It's therapeutic. I wrote his obituary. I got it to the Star Ledger. I wrote the eulogy,
right.
And it's very cathartic.
I kind of have the opening line for my mom's eulogy already, which will
she hated
probably
everybody.
Make it. Yeah, pretty much.
She hated everybody.
No, I'm going to just for the assembled people here today, let's face it. Not a lot of you really liked my mother. I mean, come on. Let's be fair.
They'd be very funny.
Of course.
So you know what I did, too? I know we got a break, but we'll get off this. I'm sorry. But I don't know how. Where's Vinny Recuglia? He's the expert, our undertaker.
He walks in now. I'm leaving.
When it was the end of my father's funeral, and we were very sad, you know, and it was at the church, and I had the priest punch up a parody song I did. To Lady is a Tramp, because that's why Pop is a champ. I told you that before. And the music of Frank Sinatra kicked in. That, that, that. And I did the trick lyrics. We had another record. It was so great.
That's pretty cool.
You're crying, but you're happy. It was a celebration of my old man.
That's great.
So if you want to be buried, you could book your funeral now.
Operators are standing by.
I think, actually, if people want to book Anthony Pope for their eulogy, we should get a little commission on all the...
Yeah, a VIG. We'll get a VIG off the top.
How do you advertise for that? I do eulogy. Like, I mean, really?
I think...
No, wait! This is great! On your resume! This is great! Yeah. I do
order,
corporate shows,
order,
master
lawyer,
of ceremonies,
bar mitzvahs
and eulogies. This is good.
Actually,
that's probably an underexplored
market. People probably, I'm serious. I think we might have stumbled onto something.
You know that cameo thing where the celebrities go on and say hi? Eulogies.
Right.
You could book.
Yeah, but could you imagine?
You could book a celebrity for a eulogy.
Wait a second. You're at the funeral of a dear deceased person. Some stranger gets up. You know, like they're not. Who's this guy? So and so was it? You know, reading off a script? No, you
no,
can't
maybe
do that.
No. An app, celebrity eulogies.
Yeah,
that's a good
I
idea.
Think
that's
is,
a great
you
idea.
You already work enough. Could you imagine? I mean, really, Joe? We need you for that. I got to do. A eulogy.
I feel so bad. I feel so bad for what's his name? Bob. Bob. I feel so bad for Bob. What's his, how do you pronounce? That's not how you pronounce his last name. Sorry.
What pasta did he like?
Frank found it. What's it called? It's called
Campanelli.
Roy Campanelli is what it's called.
That was the catcher from the Dodgers.
Thank you. What is it called?
Campanelli.
Campanelli. Okay, that was the name of the pasta. It was fantastic, I got to tell you. Pasta Volo in New Brunswick. Sorry. Is there a radio show we have to do? Can I billboard who we have on? We actually have a great show. I am so sorry. Well, I think we have the pressure, right, Matt? Matt Sambolin was our operations manager. Matt, doing a great job. Thank you for you doing it.
Matt,
great.
Do you do eulogies?
It was great. We had our corporate friends in, and we're just, it's okay now. Paul Steinhauser, campaign reporter for Fox News, will join us live from New Hampshire in the 7 o'clock hour. Darren Porcher is a great guy. He is a retired NYPD lieutenant, criminal justice professor at Pace University, former Army officer, great American, and he's in live. Darren's coming in live. He is great. We're going to talk the latest about this, the assault on the NYPD, you know, and what's happening with law enforcement all around the country. Paul DiGiacomo, president of the Detectives Endowment Association, how bail reform is hurting New York. Eric Mitchell is a political commentator, Marine veteran. We love our Marines. CEO of Life Flip Media. He's a great guy. And he was on. I had a great time with him. We're going to be chatting with Eric as well. Zen Sams is still married.
As far as I know.
I'm sorry. I'm in one of those moods this morning. No, she is, and she's lovely, and we're going to talk about the Academy Awards with Zen. Mike Gallagher, Rick Galvin's on, New York City firefighter, best known for running in his full firefighter gear to raise money for cancer organization. And Stacy's coming in. My business partner, Stacy McCormick, will be here, and we'll be talking about retro fitness. And we'll see what Stacy has something for you this morning. We'll see what that is when she comes in. Right now, we got to get down to business. 20 before 7 o'clock and at 6:40, and Al has the headline news. Live and local, we are gathered here this morning to listen to Al do the news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
44 degrees at 6:40. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. I can't do it that way. Attorney General Bill Barr is expressing his outrage over two police officers who were shot in New York City. A gunman opened fire on two police officers inside a patrol van on Saturday. One officer was shot in the chin and back and later released from the hospital. 12 hours later, officers say the same gunman walked into a precinct headquarters and started shooting at officers, striking a lieutenant in the arm. The suspect then placed his gun on the floor and surrendered. Speaking to reporters yesterday, Barr says the New York City Police Department has his full support. The U.S. Department of Justice is working to force New Jersey to share information concerning the immigration status and release dates of people in Garden State custody. The department filed a complaint yesterday against New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy, and State Attorney General Gurbia Graywall. The complaint seeks to declare a state directive that prohibits the sharing of the aforementioned immigration information with the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement invalid. Federal officials allege New Jersey's directive violates the Supremacy Clause of the U.S. Constitution, but Gruel called the move a stunt related to President Trump seeking re-election. In sports, the Islanders looking good after putting the hurt on the first-place Capitals last night, winning by the final of 5-3. The Isles climbed to 32-16-6. They're only 3 points out of second place. Nets over the Pacers, 106-105. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Thank you so much. Let's see what's happening here on the Belt Parkway. Belt Parkway eastbound slowing down by Cropsey Avenue. Looks like a multi-vehicle accident. At least two lanes blocked. Building westbound Belt out through Cropsey Ave with some rubbernecking delays as well. Let's see what's happening here as you head to the Northern State West right by the Meadowbrook. A collision, LIE West at Shelter Rock Road. Looks like an accident being pushed off to the shoulder. It's still a tough ride on the Deegan. Deegan south of Van Cortlandt Park. Accident in the right lane. Delays go back up through Yonkers. And traffic is moving solely on the Jackie Robinson westbound at Metropolitan Avenue. That's a multi-vehicle accident as well, so prepare for delays. Garden State Parkway North at 145, a collision in the right lane. And it looks like 78 is moving slowly. 78 East exit 3, a collision very foggy through that stretch. Another accident out by exit 7 on 78, so a tough ride here through Hunterdon County. Rain today, some fog this morning. High today of 48. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Glassdoor. Glassdoor only matches you with qualified job candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Find the right fit for your business. Glassdoor.
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport. Whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran, Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You gotta go to Mo's.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous? With all the recent fluctuations, it's hard to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. That's right, 86%. Founded by artificial intelligence software developers, Vantage Point gives traders and investors the advantage you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented proprietary technology is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds. No more guessing when to get out or when to stay, buying too high and selling too low. Text money to 411-411. That's M-O-N-E-Y to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point Software. Text money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning, 645. How you doing this morning? We are up and we are at 'em. We are YouTubing. We are Facebooking. Lady, we're on television. Good morning. Nice to have you with us this morning. Can I tell you about De La Russo? I like Joseph De La Russo, man. The guy, that is the standard in LASIK surgery. Dr. Joseph De La Russo, he's Italian. Did I tell you that? Is the man behind De La Russo Laser Vision, a family-owned medical practice that's performed over 165,000 LASIK surgeries and has over 30 years of industry experience. His research and practice played a role in getting FDA approval of LASIK back in the 1990s, and thus his name has become synonymous with LASIK. Today, so-called discount LASIK centers are a dime a dozen. They perform surgery at a ridiculously low cost, right? To the detriment of you, the patient, since these places use lasers that are not the latest or the safest. In a lot of the cases, the patient doesn't even meet the surgeon until the day before the procedure. I already met the doctor, Dr. Balzo, who's going to do my eyes when I have a little cataract starting, you know? I don't want to do it quite yet, but Dr. Balzo came in, man. Dr. Jeffrey came in, man. They were so thorough in my eye examination over at De La Russo. And by the way, if it's not just laser, LASIK is great. And you want to go to De La Russo when you get LASIK. But on all, if you want frames and lenses, I got these killer sunglasses over there. Stephanie, Dr. Joe's beautiful bride. She goes, hey, do you like those? Look at these sunglasses. They were great. They're so cool. Cataract screenings, cataract removal, regular eye exams. You know you got to trust your vision with the best. That's why I'm telling you about De La Russo. Call De La Russo Laser Vision today to schedule. You know what? It's a free consultation with Dr. De La Russo. 855-646-2020. 855-646-2020. Or visit, please, delarusso.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
This girl's great. This is Cassandra Kobinski. She's at the Bailey on Valentine's Day, correct? Yeah. All of Wall Street's talking about this. She's great. Listen to this.
She was a firefly. She was a renegade.
Done. Love it. Love it.
She was a princess dripping in diamonds.
One of Billy Joel's favorite singers right here.
She didn't care if her knees
she's really
or
good.
Face
she's
good. Were grass.
Very talented. Very talented.
Yeah, she'd dance till she fell down, then do it again. And from a mile away, you could see the grin of that windblown girl, a butterfly.
Cassandra Kobinski's her name. She's at the Bailey on Valentine's Day. If you want to go there, should I give the number here? While
yeah,
I,
okay, why not?
212-859-2200. 212-859-2200. Just go to Bailey. Check out the Bailey online. This is a great place.
Yeah, it is a great place. I go there all the time. It's very convenient if you happen to work downtown. But even if you don't,
yeah,
it's worth the trip, not only to see Cassandra, but for the price of the food.
Yeah, I know, $49 a person.
Where are you getting that on Valentine's Day and entertainment? And if anybody is a fan of the show Dance Moms, a lot of her music was featured in this show on these dance recitals and competitions. So a very, very talented singer. And again, where are you going on Valentine's Day to get me, get dinner for
$49 price? No.
In New York?
You know, what's so interesting is down here in Wall Street, it's a whole world that people aren't hip to. And it's great. And it's jumping. A lot of young folks are down here. So when I stay down, this AC hotel, by the way. Can we, while we're plugging things that we love, we want you to go to the Bailey. And to Robert Klein, actually. That's his name, Klein. And not the comedian, but
he's had a rough couple of years comic-wise.
No.
He's in the hotel business.
Just
as funny.
Wait, no. This is Rob Klein, the hotel entrepreneur. And he said, come on down. Thanks to Judge. Shout out to Joyce in our sales office. And I go to the AC Hotel. It's so convenient. So easy. valet parking. Yep. You got a Bellman. I'm telling you. And you know what? It's so cost effective for El Cheapo.
It's a great place.
El Chapo? I'm El Cheapo.
It's also very luxurious, but it's not gaudy.
Yeah, you're right. And so there's our plug. Anybody else want to plug while we're here? Can we plug anybody else? We can do it. Is that it? Hey, Joe on the radio, Valentine's Day is coming up. Did you take care of everything already?
We made reservations.
First Valentine's Day, husband and wife.
Yeah, we made reservations.
The Bailey.
My wife, she works on Staten Island, so we made something a little closer to where she works. So. Yeah.
This doesn't bother you while I do this, right?
No,
of course not.
My Harry's razors didn't
what
come in.
What are you doing for Valentine's Day?
You know what?
You got plans?
I'll be on a plane coming back from Nashville.
Okay.
So I'm so anal with everything, taking care of everything. I already took care of all of my, I got all the Valentine's stuff for Alexandra, my daughter, right? Mm-hmm. I've already visited mom with flowers and candy with the heart. Mm-hmm. And today I will take Olivia a little something. Charlie has something on the way. And already, when Charlie and I spent this weekend, we were at
Devil's game.
No, Rite Aid or something like that.
Oh.
And there were all the Valentines. I said, Charlie, can I give you your Valentine right now? And her eyes got real big. I could pick out anyone I want, anyone you want, honey. So we got Chow.
That's awesome.
So I'm covered. I'm really covered. And plus, I have no relationship.
The M&M's candy bar,
No. Huh. I have no relationship. So, and you know what? When you guys, Frank, you just got married. Al, you're trying to stay married. And you.
What is the trying?
I tell you, there is a relief that I don't have somebody to worry about on Valentine's Day. Debbie knows exactly what I'm talking about. Am I right, Deb? You don't have to worry about it.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, it's nice to have friends. It's nice to have somebody take you out to dinner and that kind of thing. So,
is it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you do on Valentine's Day, Deb? What do you do?
Well, on the weekend, I'm going. Ooh, my friend is taking me out to dinner. He's taking me out to dinner Sunday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Friday night I'll probably just be sleeping like I normally do.
Frank, what were you going to say?
I was going to say the mistake I made is a few years ago I started this foolish tradition of buying all the women in the office chocolate. Right?
Nice.
Last year I was out of money and I forgot. I don't remember the circumstance. And then Hope, our receptionist,
she's the
says,
best. Hope's
you
the
know,
best.
Every year you usually get us chocolate, and this year we didn't get it, so then I had to go out and get chocolate.
Aww.
But now I'm obliged to do this for the rest of my life. So I would urge everybody listening,
you say I'm married now. That's it.
No, I don't. Can you do that?
Not bad, actually. Not bad.
That's pretty good.
You know,
thank you.
Rachel gets jealous. Rachel gets jealous.
Anybody that's met her knows that's not
true. She won't. No, she won't get jealous. She's so sweet.
6:52, our Valentine, our favorite Valentine, Debbie Duhaime, on the roads for you this morning on AM 970. The Answer. How you doing?
Hi, guys. Let's see what's happening here on 287. 287 North, moving slowly up exit 17 into Bridgewater. It's an accident. 78 eastbound, couple of problems on 78 eastbound, really foggy after exit 7 with an accident, and then out by exit 24, another collision, so prepare for delays there. Garden State Parkway North at 145, it's an accident. It's still really tough on the Deegan South at Van Cortlandt Park, a collision taking two lanes, and we're seeing slowdowns this morning as you head over to the Jackie Robinson West at Metropolitan Avenue with an accident just cleared. Stop and go LIE West right into Shelter Rock Road.
with a crash there. Northern State West by the Meadowbrook, it's an accident. And traffic moving slowly, 287 East, out by exit 4, getting out toward White Plains. Looks like you have a problem over there as well. If you're going to be taking a ride right now over to the Raritan Valley line of New Jersey Transit, a suspension, and it's all due to an accident over in Middlesex. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Don't take a bite. Don't take a bite. I go to take a bite of my French toast. Don't. Thank you, Debbie. 653. Did you take your balance of nature yet? Did you try your balance of nature yet? Here's the number for balance of nature, please. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. This is the offer we have for you from the Howard family. Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Now, when you say, I see you and you go, hey, Joe, tell me about that balance of nature. Is it really that good? I'm telling you right now on the radio, it's great. I don't know. I do know how Dr. Howard came up with the concept, because he's not just a medical doctor. He understands the holistic approach to wellness, and that's what I love about it. And so he virtually has a vegetarian capsule with antioxidants within, and it's 100% whole food, plants, fruits, and vegetables. That's all that balance of nature is, man, because you and I, we do not eat enough fruits and vegetables. You have to eat a certain amount to offset all the free radicals that attack our body every single day. Dr. Howard came up with balance of nature, and now this offer for you, you owe it to yourself to at least try it, because you'll get free shipping, 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. 800-246-8751, or you can go to balanceofnature.com. Please use the discount code The Answer.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that the annual maintenance fees are right around the corner, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or online at lonestartransfer.com.
Hey, I heard you need some work done on your house. Here's somebody I like.
Ooh, thanks.
Wait, what are you doing?
I am verifying your recommendation on Angie's List.
My word's not enough?
I just like to get hundreds of second opinions.
Finding a qualified person is easy. Just check Angie's List. After all, we have info on more pros than just about anybody. Say you heard about a good electrician. We have reviews on them and thousands more, plus ratings, photos, even special offers. Find exactly what you're looking for at AngiesList.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Areas of dense fog for a while this morning, along with a bit of rain and drizzle. Mostly cloudy this afternoon with a lingering shower. The high today, about 49. Partial clearing tonight, low 35 in Midtown, near 30 in some of the colder suburbs. Tomorrow, some sun followed by increasing clouds, high 44. Rain will arrive before midnight tomorrow night. It can be mixed with snow and sleet for a time, especially north and west of the city. Thursday, rain ending in the morning, then mostly cloudy, breezy, and mild in the afternoon with a high of 55, much colder on Friday. AM 970, The Answer.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Store.
You gotta go to Mo's, baby. Joe Piscopo's on the radio.
Hey, so this is it. We're going to leave it like this. And next hour, Paul Steinhauser from Fox News is going to join us. So we're going to, live from New Hampshire, we're going to get into that right at the top of the 7 o'clock hour. Darren Porcher as well. Dr. Darren Porcher will join us. We got a great show lined up for you. But just on the funeral thing, that's it. I said, you pre-record everybody's name that you know. So you pre-record it. Matt, would you run the technical kind of, you used to be a DJ kind of thing. So maybe you could run this at my funeral. I'll record. So like, for example, when Mr. Morano comes up and he pays his respects, and when he kneels down, it kicks off an audio of me lying there in a coffin. Frank, good to see you. How are you? Thanks for showing up. Is that great? Oh, come on. Al comes in. Al, how are you? Isn't that great? You know,
I'm requesting one.
Yeah, no, Al.
Joe's finger pops up.
Al spins his finger like, come on.
I'm requesting that I not be seated next to Al, and I'd prefer to be seated next to Eddie Murphy.
All right. Yeah, who's going to show up? No one's going to show
come
up.
Come on.
I like that. But, you know, wouldn't it be great, like, you know, my cousin Paulie going there, Paulie! Imagine that, you kneeling down, Paulie! Yeah, come on, this would be great. I got it. Let's work on that. I love that. Because you never know nowadays, you know, it could boom, boom, like that.
What about those that are on the island?
Yeah. Oh.
Nothing to silence?
No. I'll shush them.
And for people that are planning
Where do you get... I'm sorry.
For people that are planning their own estates, keep us in mind for your will. To leave us a little something. Seriously.
Frank's serious about it. My mother gets such a kick out of that. I love the way Frank got to ask me for money. But it is a nice idea. If you have nowhere to leave your money, leave it to your favorite morning team on AM 970, The Answer. Piscopo on the radio. We're just getting started, baby.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
44 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Cops in Homedale Township investigating after two cars were stolen from the area. Police allege a Mercedes-Benz stolen from a location on Blue Hills Drive but was chased down by Mattawan police before being recovered in Newark. They further purport an Audi was stolen from Grandview Drive. About 5 hours later, a third car burglarized on Burgundy Drive. Officials are urging residents to make sure their cars are locked and their fob keys aren't left inside vehicles.